This is an MUT Radio podcast. You're listening to MUT Radio.
MUT Radio. The podcast.
Very good afternoon, everybody. My name's Amale Shwane. Grace Ramukaelo. Wananyana wa Musotho ba reng ke matsebe tsebe. It's a beautiful season of MUT Radio podcast. Ngisho njalo because this is my first time airing since last year. Asikhulumi ngama sneak peeks la bengikhona kuhlanganani last week, where I was officially saying goodbye. Today, I'm saying hello to a brand new season, a brand new show. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had special shows last year, but that doesn't count anymore. It's a beautiful season. It's going to be a great one where we are unfiltered, where it's everything nice vibes. Ngihlezi solo, but I'm hambing at work. I'm hambing at work. Like, come on, and for it.
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to hang in there, you know.
I see the you pressure. Calm down.
It's the pressure. The pressure is too high. The pressure is high.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, withhold all that greatness that I brought to Kishanganani with Elana on a silver platter. Come back, what?
No, I'm good. Should I intro myself?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I love your intro. I love your intro.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
What's up, boys and girls? My name is Kyle Kwabe, a.k.a. Mkondo Bombo Manyansi Langeina Liti. What's up, Bumklabu
Zochopeka?
That's the goal.
Yeah. So, first things first, I feel like the podcast is going to be something big.
Yeah.
You know, I have envisioned this big facade where I bring in, you know, opinion.
The best of the best.
You get.
The cream of the crop.
So, hey, first, angazi ukuthi ngiqale ngithi ngiyabonga abaphathi ngokungithemba. Bangithemba kuhlanganani.
Yeah.
Sebengithembile futhi-ke manje ukuthi angilethe shisayo. All right?
Mm-hmm.
First things first, we're starting the show on a banger. Even though we're going to go into depth in terms of sensitivity, like sensitive topics, right?
Yeah.
Ite bangayilindelanga. One thing that people think ukuthi it's not a deal. It's gonna happen mhlambe ku fifth industrial revolution.
Yeah.
Those type of ordeals, right?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I brought in the best person to talk about it.
I feel the same way too, man.
You get.
I feel the same way too.
People are not expecting this one.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm young, bro. Like, why am I young? But yeah. We have drum rolls, please. Mr. You say Wavy.
Ayo.
Yeah, how are you, my brother?
I'm good.
I feel like we should do the honors and read your bio because it deserves it. Tiwa umfoga dube. Mr. Duse Wavy is a South African hip-hop R&B neo soul artist from Isikhaweni, which is in KZN. He is best known for his breakout single, Usebenzile. You know, I think people should know this. If you used to see my statuses, I used to post everything with the song.
Yeah.
Ew, for real?
Literally.
You have a fan right
now.
The song was released in September 2025. It became a national sensation, amassing over 300,000 views on YouTube, 187,000 streams on Spotify, and over 6,000 TikTok video usages. Yazi, about one guy's WhatsApp of Mbalang.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't consider that with that.
His music crosses genres while retaining audiences through themes of love, nostalgia, betrayal, and adulthood. He also raps in isiZulu and English, which appeals to both local and international listeners. His career as a performing artist and songwriter began in 2022, and since then, he has significantly grown his fan base online and at live performances. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my manager, my publisher, helping to hlanganisa the things. Also, just a quick update. Says 1.2 million. So that's just an update. I need to update that thing.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Yeah. But thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friends.
No, sorry. Nah, that's
so
good.
Okay, I want us to start a little tame, you know,
yeah.
The background of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, there's an alter ego. Some people, some artists say, yeah. There's an alter ego between an artist and the name. Yeah, bo? So I want to know, Guti, is Duse an alter ego or who is the man behind Duse Oevi?
Damn, that's deep.
Lapho, I'm starting
okay.
to tape.
Hey, yo. Well, ikamalame, ngoma stelo tube. Yeah, from a Skawin and Pangin end. But when I'm going to say wavy, so I would say, to say wavy is an alter ego, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with the music, I feel like, especially the music that I'm making now, people are receiving ustelo.
Yeah.
Because that's how real the music is mm-hmm. in terms of the lyrics and experiences. Mm-hmm. So I know most people would be like the name, the nickname is the alter ego. But yes. For me, I've been to Sevi the longest. I've been doing music and other stuff related to music. But mm-hmm. yeah, and then I took a shot left Sinyana with the music roots, and then now mm-hmm. I'm trying to make this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's how I feel. I feel like Ustelo is what people are getting, the realness. Mm. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So are we ditching
to we say not. Wavy in a way? We know it's just wavy me, now.
Yeah.
Hey. But when I'm making music in my serious bag,
yeah.
Ustelo, you know.
Okay, so you sort of like get closer to self the more you make music.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Well, nice. Where does the name to say wave come through anyway?
Who hey, bro. No one gave me that name, but I growing up I ngilalela kakhulu hip hop yabo.
Yeah.
So ikamalam njoba ku Dube Sibongo Sicelo, but also there's an inspiration from the hip hop itself, like Lil Wayne ngisakhula ehlezi nje rap ngo Duse.
Duse is
I didn't no Jay-Z, so I didn't understand. But I just felt like how as in clapping as name it's gonna sound better. So no singing clapping shuffle the other way around. So I ran with Duse and Wavy because the music I'm mostly making, it's just wavy, at the time,
So I feel like emotion, you know, in your sound. And as a person who is very versatile and open minded when it comes to different genres, you know, I grew up listening to New Soul, your Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Maxwell, D'Angelo, those type of artists, right? So I feel that emotion in your sound.
Yeah.
And I was introduced to you in a very weird way, actually. I think I was scrolling through my For You page and then you popped up. I was like, no, man. This sound is so emotional, you know? Yeah. Especially now that it's full, there's that little voice note at the end where it's mom speaking and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think, Guguti, there are certain personal experiences that contributed to how your sound is right now?
Definitely. Mm. I feel like you have to go through some stuff in order for you to create into abantwana abazo release you and if I'm just making a song and I release you and I don't think it's gonna land ever. And it's also just a safe option to just do what you know ever. So that's how it happened with the whole music, with the whole voice note. That's a real voice note. I don't know if we're diving into it now or you were just asking.
No, I'd like to know about it. For me it's very touching when she says there's this part where she says I think
is it the mom?
Yes,
I know that song.
You know it?
Yeah.
I think she's saying Guti, she's now going to see him
become like the best.
Yes. Yo, it's very emotional.
Yeah, very I actually had a question, but I don't know. Maybe he can take yours.
You can.
I think for me, when it comes to voice notes, I'm always interested in how the recording comes about.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that's your mom.
That's a good question.
You know, this is your mom. It's maybe, I don't know. You might say, hey, mom, it's a loser. Like, dude, but I don't think that's how it happens. But can you explain how that happens?
Yeah, so how it happens. Okay, the one with mom.
Yeah.
Because I've had a couple of voice notes like Air Baba, Nancy Swam, and some other songs. The other one is not released. The other one was released. But that one was not like in a bad or in a sad situation or but with the mom it's really emotional. So 2018 she was sick suffering from cancer. And then during So she was in hospital, and then I was making music at the time. I had this idea, and I want to make a song for her. It was when she gets out of hospital. It's like, you know, we outside with it, you know. But yeah, so and I did tell her, I'm making this song as in Masasupuma. Very, the song is there. You know, like, more believe of it, you believe. Because obviously the doctors, they're going to tell you what's in there. Yeah, well, you don't get the right. So, and she was also, maybe she did not want me to feel a certain way, but.
I'm so sorry. I have very bad humor.
It's cool.
I tend to love in certain situations.
Come on.
Mind you, the song, man, I used to post everything from shoes to, I didn't know that it has such a strong message.
It does.
I'm very sorry for misusing it that way.
Yeah, so. That's how it happened. That's how it happened. Vezu told her, this is what I'm trying to do. She did. I was recording when I was calling her. And then I saved the voice note. And then, like, 3 days later, it happened. I sing a villain. I caught her voice notes. And then, fast forward, because I had it saved in my emails. I usually send stuff to my email because. Email, it doesn't delete stuff. So as long as you have access to your email. So that's how it happened. It's from 2018. It's not new. I did not bring my mother to the studio. She's, you know.
She was going through a tough time at that point.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened.
So, like, what responsibility do you feel you have as an artist in an industry when you express sounds? Because Lapan, it's mentioned that you... like sing or rap in themes of love, betrayal, and that's a type of shenanigan, right? What responsibility do you feel as an artist in the industry do you have?
Motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I just give motivation, some super real music, real message, something that you're gonna relate to. If you don't relate to, you know, a person who definitely is gonna I feel like that's the kind of music that's important. It's gonna last forever if it's like that. I make music, I feel like a message, it lasts a kakulu than just vibes and songs like that. Even though it's balegi lingo manjalo, I also have songs eganjalo and enzo ifaya futhi kuyabamya, but overall a message mele ihlezi khona because that's what music is about. So that's what I'm doing, basically.
Bro, like, I'm too stunned to speak.
Like, for me, when going back to your music, when you sing, you also allow the instruments
to take a part.
To almost work with you.
Yeah.
You don't try and go, hey, yo, I can sing.
You don't force it. Yeah.
Let me go over these instruments.
Yeah.
For you, it's almost like you are realizing that this is,
yeah,
I don't know, a partnership of some sort.
Bro, that's a nice take. Because that's, I was telling my other homie that. You shouldn't force the music. If it was a figure studio and you're playing beats, and we are aware of my beats, you cannot come out, but you're still going to force it. It might land, it might not. But even though Michael Jackson is a legend, how he makes music, music finds you. If you play the beat, that's how Usebenzile happened. It's not like I was listening to Mfazo Mnyama. I know the song. My father used to play these kind of songs. My mom, they were very like tapped into music. But when I made that song, it wasn't a matter of Fuzi. I played the song and then I was like, how? I think remixing go. The beat played and the melodies came. And then I just went. I even made a voice note. Told some people just somewhere. Not even in studio, so I usually just make a voice note and then you keep track of Leon to Leon. If I can play you the voice note, I guess I'll do it. God, that's how music works.
Yeah.
So it's just strong and powerful like that.
Yeah, I like that because you when you bring up Umfazi Omnyama, I grew up time of Belinama DVD, right?
So, the same.
Ashidum Mhlophe. There was a lot of that kind of music. When I'm listening to Umfazi Omnyama coming back to life like that, but now it's almost like, how do I put it? It's still him. But now you are reimagining him in this time.
Yeah.
Almost.
Mm. It's like combining the new age and the old age.
Yeah.
Nah, that's real. Even the team, shout out to the team Umfazi Omnyama. They liked the song. We did not get sued. I saw some people in the internet saying the song got took down. It was never taken down. It's still up there, and we had sorted out things with the Kalo team, and they agreed on like the song Jokuti Pum. Because I did not know much about music before I released the song. Isn't it just sampling or interpolation? Yeah, it was just vibes. It was just the music. Come on, you posted WhatsApp, people were liking it. My son started posting TikTok, and then everybody turned out cool. Then I dropped it quickly. Melagwenzi was entirely Kali, and then Nikki Lita, who's helping me with the publishing. She's actually my publisher and my manager. So she's the one who helped sort out the things with Ukalo. But usually, Mozo reach out to Ingomisi Pumil already. Ingomisi out there.
It's a problem.
Koki Male crazy. But for us, it was never like that. It was like, we understand. We like the song. We also know you, Nikki Lita. So, kwabe ndanjalo exercise I was.
Shout out to Nikki.
Thank you so much, Nikki Lisa. If you're listening to this, thank you so much. Yeah.
So I love how you move in between Isizulu and English, right? Maintaining the duality in between. Do you think, Uguti, you feel the pressure to commercialize your sound, or are you comfortable growing organically?
I feel like South Africa.
Yeah.
If you wanna commercialize yourself, be human, or just be able to communicate with people. So can be able to do things in English, but also don't forget to do them ngendlela yabo, communicating, do the music abantu bazokwazi ukulalela, because not everyone is gonna like the same type of stuff. So I usually balance. I know ukuthi abantu abasupportayo bathanda into kanjani. Abanye abayithandi inhlobo njengeNeo Soul.
Yeah.
Abanye bayithanda more than that. Abanye bathi hey, dog, you should stick to this. Nabanye bathi, don't forget about this, though. So I feel like if uzoenza kube into eyodwa, because I look up to vele abantu who are already paving the way like that. Like, Awus Java, Big Zulu, Nofundo Mo, Msaki. A lot of people are already combining that. You see? South Africa ain't the if you're not doing it for your people, who are you doing it for? You can't be doing it for people who are outside of your country before doing it for the people who are inside your country. People who you were suffering with. So
While speaking of, because they want you to not leave that sound, and also that sound, so you sort of like fused it together. I want to know from you, Uguti, how much influence should the consumer have on the music making, the music creation?
I ain't spell we're doing it for the people. But that doesn't mean ukuthi manje uma uthi umuntu ufuna ukuthi akuseke awenze ingoma ekhuluma ngathini, ekhuluma nge-BMW.
Sure.
Now I'm gonna go make a song nge-BMW. Ngibe ngingazi nokuthi anginayo i-BMW yabo. But if it's something nami engifila ngathi ne abantu bengayithanda bakhona, I would say everyone is gonna like that. But if I know I'm dealing with a situation, some people are applying to schools, they're not getting a school, or they're not getting a job, so now I'm going through that type of situation, or I know a person is going through that type of situation, I can do a music organjalo, and Yo, can you make something like that? Super specific about what you need or what type of music are you expecting from me? So that's how I feel. Hopefully I answered that correctly.
Nice. I understand.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm used to being so low. So I feel like we've gotten a glimpse of who you are. You know, I've gotten a better understanding of who Uduse is and who Mr. Dube is as well. So, EP Usebenzi, it was a song, it's now an EP. I had a very weird introduction to who you are.
Yeah.
I'm not a social media person. I am very old school, even though I'm young. But yeah, I've got an old soul. So, what do you think, like, the central idea of the whole EP is? I get the whole song, and you've mentioned Uti, it was you going through a hard time, you know, Momsy and all of that. What is the central idea of the EP as a whole?
Yeah, that's also a nice question, because it's something any included on my stuff that's going to come out, you know. But how it happened was the fact that I felt like I have to fuse. And knowing if you're rapping about this kind of topic, so I felt like I should make something more relevant and more real. Stuff that I'm going through. So if you take a look at my EP, the songs there, Usebenzile, Uzandile, Nongwe, they all talk about, Usebenzile talks about my mom, my late mom, and it's a very deep song. To a point where I used to not even now, I listen to it, but like, it's kind of like weird. So that's why I did it. It was super, super deep. And Esbiru Uzandid, it talks about my love life, you know. And and I'm human, it's also something real, And the third one, Unguye, talks about God, spirituality, and it's just me thanking God with everything that's happening as a person. I was my Jumotu Winnie Lord, so no man, I'm just being grateful for people around me, isn't there Anjal? So it's the outro, but it's like a live performance that was just to to get a different acoustic version for other people as well. So it's just, it's a powerful short EP. Got the air presenter Ushinjo growing up. I feel like I'm at a point where I should be serious about some other things as well, and not just be a guy who's making music just to make music, but I should make music to touch people out there and to ukuthi nje message I live forever yabo. Ngikhunjula for umculo wami, ngikhunjula njenge eyangini nje mfethu yabo. So we all reach lower levels, so now you're trying to grow up, bro. You got responsibilities, your music has to change, nje your music has to so it's inguquko nje hlahla.
Yeah.
The EP is that. The EP is introducing this change, and it's going to make sense when my album lands.
So before my brother taps in, I have a question. It's a personal question.
Yeah.
I have abused the 7-Zile one too many times. So
let's say pause.
No. No way. Not like that.
Yeah.
Let's say I am listening to 7-Zile, the EP.
Yeah.
Right from track one to the last one, Uzandi. I hear your side of the, like, your side of what the EP means to you. What journey do you think I should embark on when I listen to the EP as a whole? Not your side, but what do you give me, like, insights? Uti, expect this, expect that, and that.
I expect Njefe to a vulnerability. Just be ready to. It's just Either way, you relate. Relate. So unga expect some music on or my vibes or while you I feel like it's more of music on a little weirdwa, more than just like playing it when you with people and just chilling out there I don't know. It's not that kind of music, definitely. But it's music also last always in it. When you're done listening to all this kind of songs out there and you have to tap into this one, you must wait and reflect on your life. And I feel like that kind of music it adds a little bit. Like totally something, you know. Like always gonna help boost you up, motivate you. If not, it's gonna help you remember people. Remember, it's gonna help you remember to be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, and to appreciate. If not, it's gonna make you remember about your ex. I don't know. But yeah, I just feel like intebalulekile ukuba transparent. Yeah.
Trixie, it's one of those EPs where you have to lalela ngomhlanu
bebe. Yeah, uhlala ubhebe phezulu first. Think. Especially most we are called throwing up. If you're happy, I don't know. If you're happy, you can listen to Zandile and Seven Zile just for the vibes. But if you are really going through some things in life, I'm not saying it's negative or whatnot. Yeah. It's not negative. It's just real music. And more than it's a situation all like you know, I said that. But so come on, man, to help you,
exactly. It is what
it is. Yeah. It's not a sad song. It's you who to appreciate unkulunkulu or abazali bakho or abangani bakho.
Yeah.
So I would say now you have to be sad. It's just nice music that speaks to the soul.
Yeah. It's like tears of joy, in fact.
Yeah. Definitely.
When I was going through this.
Yeah. I feel like
you help me down.
It's like that kind of music. You check up on your homies, check up on your brothers. You never know.
Which how can I put it? Do you prefer the singing do say or the rapping do say? Which one allows you
personally
to express, express yourself more?
This question.
I prefer that's a tough one, dog. Because I express myself in both ways, even in a hip hop music. There's a song called Family Tree. There's a song called Memories of Mom also. The Memories of Mom also speaks about my mother. And then Family Tree speaks about my family in general.
Yeah.
And it's hip hop, it's rap, but I'm fully expressing myself there. Express our foods. So I feel like in both ways, it depends on the mood. If I'm rapping or if I'm singing. Also, like I said before, music comes to you. If it's a come on into the hip hop, I'm gonna deliver it like that. Mm-hmm. If in your soul or R&B, I have to deliver like that.
Your dream collab?
My dream collab.
Mm-hmm. Amanga.
Hey, I'm not crazy. Hey, it's a lot.
My name,
yo.
We don't know.
Okay. You guys know Leon Thomas?
Yeah. The smart guy.
Yeah. Leon Thomas. Yo, it's a lot of people, bro. I'm gonna mention three of them, yo. Leon Thomas. Amifako, angazi qashi ibikoda ke. Kodwa ngamdinga. So it's Leon Thomas, Amifako. I do have other, I feel like there are dream collabs, but now I know like it's like ngeke ngwafake cuz ngiyazi siyabo.
Yeah.
Uzofaka la engazi ngempela uthi niyabona yela angaka angashi nothi ngizomthula kanjani lo muntu yabona nani. So it's definitely Leon Thomas, Amifako.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna mention four. Benson's gonna mention three.
Hey.
Msaki.
You can list them
all of them. We have time.
Msaki. And J. Cole.
Oh, yeah, he's coming here, so might as well shoot
exactly.
you.
Hey, wait, hopefully. J. Cole. Okay, let's see. Now I see. Lids. I usually listen to some people about dabbing abang abas, but lids, hopefully kona bamazi out there. Lids. And lastly, I would say King Abanya Sebashon. But lastly, hey bro. Lastly, and Ashuti. Give me a moment. That has to be a good one because banning and it's emotional. Best singing at a punk. I'm saying, I'm showing my life also. Erykah Badu.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Might as well just put them together with J. Cole. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, Erykah Badu, yeah.
So I have this question, right? I haven't followed you that long.
Yeah. Oh, to look at.
Okay.
Best of saying it. No shui nam dekal. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Amazing. Definitely.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So, okay. In terms of EEP, do you feel ukuthi, or what can you say about your growth since you started this whole journey, like since 2022 and where you are now? Like, what can you say about that?
I feel like I'm very much proud of the growth. Yo.
Mm-hmm.
The music is touching people. It's reaching people more than me now. Because they know the music, they're playing the music, but just God, Louis Castle, oh, you're the one who made that. And it shows, I'm actually doing the right thing. The thing that I told myself was I want music to touch people. It's really happening. It's happening to a point where even the people who inspire me or who inspired me, they tap in and when I understand, I was yo, So it's nice. It's a huge growth. Even as they like my numbers or when I went back to my DM, they were crying because of this and that. I would never want to be sending. Conan Jomu before sending a message, hey, deep, and it was so deep. I don't know if but it was related to losing Abazal Bakke, and during the time period Eba Loser, he came across this song and he was playing it ever since. And I understand that, I can relate to that because I also have some moments with Koningo manje Ibe Ingo Mutine.
I relate.
Yeah. So for me that's, I already won with that. If I have people Abba
come up and say
that's because you don't swing it, Tabanga Vail, Lucene, Lentelene, and Julagon, Bacon, and Amanda Wangulagon. In the link, it delivers an aisle, it's the logo you own. See,
So when you get these responses, it serves as confirmation.
Yeah, which I know you really, compared to when you started. Because even when I started, honestly, I was just making music for like the money or for blowing up, not understanding what's in it, the message first, and then I will look at one.
Because when now you speak about going to shows and stuff and then seeing people's reactions, I was about to ask, what's it, how is the live experience when you get out of the studio, you have a song going on, and then when you go to the stage and then you see people going,
it's
and
crazy.
They singing the sting.
It's just crazy. I went to it was my first time going performing live, like with a band, like with the Neo Soul. Last year, Frank Apollo, he's also hosting a show in Durban. And please step in. It's a Neo Soul, Mzansi Neo Soul. So if you're a person who likes neo soul music, definitely you have to tap in because tickets are really selling out. You know, it's not my way of promoting it, but
therapy,
I'm being honest. Yeah, so I performed Onguye and it was not I perform by hand. I perform with speed like same time. Speed. They were already singing some parts of the lyrics by time. Then the following week, I keep And it's like,
it was a hit.
Because now I was just previewing it. Yeah, but like, when I by Kumbutau, Lengoman, I remember when you were performing it, Lapa, I called in, and then Zile, now I'm going to perform for the first time, Guion, a show last year. And they were singing it. I know they know the song, yeah, well, because it's a reinterpolation.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing because it's my tempo, it's my way, it's my lyrics, my house, yeah, with the ideas and stuff. So it's just like, it was super amazing, bro. It's nice. Super nice. Yeah.
It almost seems as if you are reliving those moments.
Yeah,
as you tell it.
We were born in our song, because they're fine, it's for this day, fine.
So there's this thing I wanted to converse around, right? And I feel I still would like to call you the new kid on the block because you're at the tips of our mouths, right?
Yeah.
Anytime somebody says, "Do say yabo," or who that is, right?
Yeah.
And you still embarking in this industry. Gonna link it to our AI, AI, which is taking a huge toll on different areas of whether it's media, whether it's businesses, marketing, and all of that.
Yeah.
It's a conversation I want us to talk about. Yeah. Right? But before we do that, we have Mvelogahadebe who will first give us a glimpse of what that is, and then we'll continue the conversation.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Firstly, welcome Vetsu. Welcome to the show. Yeah, we just revamped it, so we're having guests now.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so get used to, I know it seems like a little bit we're trying to pick things here and there, but yeah. But yeah, we're speaking about AI. Speaking of AI, we just came from a very important day on Friday, which was Radio Day, which was speaking about AI as well, radio and artificial intelligence, that radio is a tool, not a voice. So we thought it was also like, why is that we speak about this? Like in terms of many things, we speak on marketing, we're speaking about on music production, we'll speak also on like, in business also as well. So firstly, because I want your take firstly, like what is your thoughts around, because there are a lot of artists now that are using AI. So I want your take on that. So we'll see, what do you, how do you feel about that? Because as an artist, you have music out there, but there is someone who can just, like you do a lot of things. You pay for marketing, you pay for promotion, you pay for everything, but there is an artist who can pay around 100 rand for an AI software and they get their music out there. So what is your take on that, on AI taking over the music industry?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's it's a smart move.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest, bro. If you have access to that, it's use it. If it's gonna benefit you, because I'm saying this because we already had AI before. This one, the CNC into Zibelula, cool, dog. If you make beats using a mad drum kit, so I don't know, and some people in the 60s were making real things. Do you imagine Spafila and Janier? What about those who are using auto tune? And if me now it's also saying, I'm going to die, I'm going to clap, like, go to the voice, come on, the stool, the shine, auto tune, done. Oh, Bishai mambo rap, kube lula nje, such chulu as pari, yabo. So I feel like if it makes things easier for you, do it. And if you're a person who's watching the other people doing it and you're out here complaining and stuff, but there's nothing you can change, honestly. Bazo kubega, betole lo mamilon streams and whatnot. Azo bako na matis advantages with them having to perform the song or whatnot, but what's the says for them to get their music out there, then and now if you feel like there's something you could do with AI, if it's not with the music, clap of funu, what's this? Let the creator my poster and whatnot. Anything of is just do it. That's how business people work. If into benefits, they find a way to use it for them. There's literally no point in you fighting the AI.
That is very insightful. You seem like you have something to say.
No, what I'm thinking, like, a lot of artists have said that they don't want AI. I remember on X, there was someone who was like, we don't need this because someone might just go sit on in front of a laptop and just make music.
Yeah.
Right? And like you said, someone else has to go take, like, many vocals, you know,
bro,
to back that again.
Yeah.
You know, stack it so it sounds nice.
Yeah.
And then someone just pulls up, they just prompt it, and then a song comes out.
Yeah.
A lot of artists were saying, well, that's not real music.
I mean, if I don't know if the AI music specifically, we are about Tinder and about the Abo Inclusion and then Kota, if it's making you money, or if it's making you get that fan base or whatnot, whatever goal you're seeking from using AI, hey, man, do it.
Yeah,
but I would not personally use it. I encourage Mundo to say, and I don't want to use AI, but I'm not judging people who are using it, because it's like, people, the music industry has been doing isn't over. Yeah, well, the industry, they are actually not liking the fact that abantu bayazenza izinto. So I don't know. Use the AI if it's okusiza, because now music industry yazenza izinto engafuni sizenze thina. Like abantu ama Spotify was the headquarters or whatnot, the Apple Music, however the streams work, however artists benefit from this. Kuba ama artists card safarisha yabo with the deals they sign yabona
nan
yabo most khona umunye fethu intwana fethu is smart in a computer shell AI ba break the bank idlula oba ama record labels. So you can't be mad at that, bro. And
It's business,
bro. Just when I try to find a way, listen, okay, you benefit from this.
Yeah,
that are very strong words. But I can say that it does touch people. One thing I can say, like I've seen, there's an artist called Zanya Monet. I don't know if you've heard of her or it.
It's a scary word in the world.
But it's an artist, like... and they have a song. It has over like 8 million views on YouTube. And most people were saying, okay, this is what we need. Because most people are saying the music that is being put out there for now doesn't make sense. Like, you have someone who is singing about money, girls.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people who still need, like yours.
Yeah.
Your EP. There are still people who need, like, music that will touch them deep inside. So that artist, Zanya Monet, had like a song that was speaking about absent fathers, and people really related to that song. They ended up loving that song, and they were like, okay, maybe this could actually work. What she needs to do is just sit down on the computer, tell the AI, I want a song like this, must be mellow, has melodies like these chord progressions, and then she just write lyrics and then put out a song. And she's signed. AI is signed.
But it's not necessarily AI that's signed.
Because the person...
There's brains
behind all that.
Yeah, there's a lady that's actually behind that. I forgot her name. There was an interview that they had. And the biggest argument that they had against the music that she was releasing was that she can't sing. Right? But now she has the ideas.
Yeah.
She can write. But she just needs this tool to then take these ideas and make them physical manifestations. That's it.
Yeah, so we could say it's like a good financial move.
Yeah.
Because now you have to, you cut out a lot of things. Like,
bro, studio time,
engineers,
everything,
and you just skip to the last stage. You just drop a song.
Yeah, I feel like you're saying that sarcastically, man.
No,
it's a
good financial move. Like, it can work in other instances, but I don't believe it could work in marketing.
I mean, it doesn't, I'm born out and it's actually fan base as a last of his case city or about to jail, but over and over now, but over and over and cool or what lawyer AI, if it's really relatable in general, as a situation. So, yeah, and So we're going on behind all that. So it's a person. So access complain. People have been complaining about TikTok. So people are not making music now. They use TikTok. But it's about blow up. And then, like, it's easy. Bro, always on TikTok.
Blow up. Have a viral hit.
So that's how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we feel like, because I want us to touch now on the marketing side. Can AI really help you to market music? But I will share my opinion first, because I don't feel like it's, as someone who did marketing, I always feel like there should be a human touch. Because I could make an example on something. Like, AI cannot get you on the radio, so you can come here and promote your music. AI,
yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. So I want us to give each our take on how do you think AI maybe can help us in maybe promoting music?
Ew. Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know. Were you saying if you have a song type AI, yes, and you want to promote it, it's gonna be tricky, bro. It's something we're still trying to figure out. Song,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it has limitations.
But that's for now.
For now,
a little disadvantage here, and you cannot actually promote that music. You can promote it on the internet,
yes,
but yeah, in real life, so it's kind of tricky.
Yeah, but that's the curse of
unless you're a person who can and has also above a corner in the industry and abang bayatand like
work.
If necessary, I don't think necessary would, I don't think anyone also ends a already in AI, because that's like,
yeah, it's going backwards.
It's going backwards, yeah, bro, and you're confusing your people. And now it's like we're gonna question who manages and does how when what's going on, yeah, bro. But if you're a kid who's out there who doesn't have access to a studio, who doesn't have money like that, who has a dream to make it, people are not helping you, and yeah, do it. But if you're a person who's just doing it just because you wanna. Just trendy. Dog, then nah. But more models than I said, because I mean, that's why I was saying, isn't there any ZAI already?
Yeah.
Would learn a C hub. Got the corner of Pen Lab. I'm a Pen Lab Studios. Like, my app was recording on my phone. So if you own an assist studio, go to Pen Lab. Or record, or fire the auto tune, or fire my preset, nanananani. Go back on my apples of Shelly Pity. So if you're doing it for those kind of reasons, yeah. Got if you're doing it just because you're using it, because you don't have a fan base like that.
Yeah. And yeah, but I think it's okay for artists, maybe like you can use AI. People already know you. You're an artist that out there, because some disadvantages.
Like Ngoleng AI.
Or maybe use it, infuse no. it anyhow in your music.
For now, I don't think I want to use it, because I don't need any Yabo machine. We already have OFL, Bessens, it isn't to be smooth, Yabo, file reverb. Nano Osinje, I mean, personally, with my brand, with how I want people to feel the music. AI just because of music,
so you could just use a little bit of it, like auto tune.
Yeah, sounds like changing very important into very nakuzi nshayengo ma AI ngi keep. I don't know.
But
something is
help.
Not gonna hit. If you're doing it,
But I think it also works for record labels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because American labels also ends. I don't. You said that girl is already signed the AI. So also sad if
I
feel like if you are a person who's like owning a record label, you can have my artist and better, but just me, I would sign the AI, because you know it's something new. And what if let the AI take off in the next 10 years? Because I went to buy solar, I was in a babbling out training and TikTok or babbling out training and my Bitcoin, the same as figure. So You don't want to catch yourself regretting or find in the loads and you seven zero and taxis complain. But be complaining on my phone, better know all Facebook and eBay and now. Nan, got a boy myself, but promoter, I'm a business album on Facebook, you know, Instagram. So I'll just be smart with it, bro. Most smart is all tata into a petal or a. Obonangathi nabantu abaningi abayibona kahle uyenze kube into ezokusiza ezokubenefit so
yeah actually Nasty C and I've already started using AI.
What
I mean, well, indirectly I wouldn't say Nasty C specifically, but Four Horsemen video is out.
What it was AI,
it's AI strictly.
When did it come out?
I think it's all no man, I'm challenged. Yeah, it's recent. It's AI completely, even though the characters do not look like
you see.
Still, you know, AI is making its way into hip hop of all genres, you know. So, wait, I have a problem with AI coming to hip hop.
Yeah,
you can't be a rapper because already we had like ghostwriters, fine.
Outside. You see, yeah.
But now you have AI machine writing for you,
bro.
That's even worse.
Yo, it's killing the creative process, and hey, with the AI thing, bro. Because I'm gonna my outcover, I'm gonna bash AI. And yo, must shy bit in a spin. When it's been, because I was born to say AI and
but it's gonna get harder to spot it as we go.
Yeah, with the videos.
It's a machine, it's learning. It's looking at the movements.
Go to okay.
The face is like this. This is what's moving.
Yeah.
The hands, because you used to have a problem with the hands.
It's realistic. Man, isn't that such a face? Exactly. I'm a loco. 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 But I don't think it's a good idea to, if you're a person who already has a fan base, like, or keeping music with the AI.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea, bro. You already had people. You're a legend, my nigga. So.
Hey, you heard that, Stogie?
it's dog, why would you do an AI video?
it's deeper, but yeah, I don't know if we can dive into it right now. But
yeah.
I think a lot of people are associating it with something else that couldn't happen. So they
have with the phone not being
exactly.
You could have just did the video anyways.
Yeah.
And like try, if it's not possible, do the video anyways.
Or at least make it seem like it's a ringtone. You know, his voice.
Or
like,
just be honest. And nobody about in it could not make it to the video.
That's so crazy.
No, for real. It's I feel like it's dope to put all your fans, we process young get there. But all very we know who's in it, he did not pick up the phone.
Yeah.
So now I must be fired up by the shows who's in it, you're not doing it just because I face me lengo matter. Catalango Benzo was in the Ebbe corner. What if any Asia? Oh, angaz.
Yeah, let's not dive into it because it's industry politics, man. But I think when it comes to AI, it seems like for me personally, when I dove into this topic, I was expecting maybe some pushback from you, especially as an artist.
Yeah.
But I felt like as we started speaking about it, I felt like, hey, man, AI is just AI.
It's just AI. Because I'm not saying. The reason why I'm saying AI is not a problem, I feel like it's fighting people who have a problem with it. We also been a Nazi. I'm artist now, but like the people who have a problem with the AI, my record labels, the industry people, Abenz is into Nazi singing squads of Zenza, Safari so they actually get mad when there's a kid who's doing that thing, because now Buffalo benefits and I look at but it's not a good idea. I got that with a music video, AI ad cover, AI or ingo, my AI ube usu vele wa when a fan base wa enza then to enza. And now it just feels like you're doing this whole thing for vibes or for money. Ngoba nakho sokho ni air sufuna into esheshayo. Awuyenzeli ukuthi you want to get your message out there. Usize ukuthi voice yakhe kanjani go throw kwini yabo voice yakhe shile namhlanje or shuthi bekulit the other day and you rapping about that and say relate. Yabo, it's not a good idea. But if you're using it ngendlela e right yokuthi vele you had nothing to lose, then
yeah, that's true. Because when you speak about the voice texture as well, like, I'm reminded of Ingomaga's Java.
Yeah, you see?
Right.
Exactly.
My shoots in Nam Gas and Shelly easy.
Yeah, let's sing the Chinese. Yeah, let's say Leon Togo music or Telelon. But the concert music will be perfect. Yeah. Melo music will be anjalo. I would say, ufuna ukugrapha ngesituation ukuthi ushayelwe yizo kodwa manje ushaye inotes nje uyazi ukuthi uyashebuleka ivoice yakho clean. Ah, it's not the one like that.
Thanks.
So
thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know the difference between I'm not a music fanatic like that. Is it interpolate or sample?
Yeah, interpolation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know the difference between the two.
So the difference between a sample mm-hmm. and the interpolation. What I did for 7Zil was an interpolation.
Mm-hmm.
Sampling is taking a voice or the whole lyrics basically as it is. When they don't ufake leyo audio leyo as it is though. Yabo mase ilalela siyeza ukuthi yabo it's the same thing exactly.
Yeah.
And then interpolation, it's the melody.
Oh, okay.
The lyrics ungashintsha because with my song Sebenzile, it's an interpolation and reason why the meaning of the whole chorus, it's different from Mfazomnyama. Mfazomnyama is meaning it ngendlela yakhe. Mina, I'm meaning it ngendlela celebratory. Yena, he was complaining. Mina, I'm not complaining. I'm actually saying, usebenzile. Umama, hayi ukuthi mina ngisebenzile. Umama yangithuka. That's the original song, which is dope. It has a meaning on its own. And then, eyami-ke ikanje. And if you look at the lyrics, the sound, the melody reminds you of that. So that's an interpolation. If it reminds you of that, then that's an interpolation. But if it's exactly that, whether you're using your voice or Leia, then it's a sample or a remix or stolen. I don't know. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about this song. Can you first listen to this and then we can comment afterwards?
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Is that interpolation or is that sampling? I don't know the difference. I'm still trying to figure the part out.
It's a interpolation. It sounds the same.
It is the same. It is the same.
It is. Lord.
It doesn't sound.
You know, I don't know production side of things, but he even has the things in alignment.
The picks.
They're still same numbers, same letters. I don't know the letters that appear up.
It's not. It's, okay, me, nah, personally.
Mm.
Clapping wrong. God, it sounded like an interpolation, and it sounded like different songs, but the isn't a tempo if I know, and my sounds if I know. Hey, is it any show?
You know, there's a comment that stuck to me when I was looking at the comments. Uti, the reason why I feel like I live the song or it lives within me is because I used to love Eaute Sharp. Now it sounded the same. I feel like it's the same song.
So what's an interpolation? Something that sounds the same. An interpolation is that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's something that gives off the same melody. A sample, it's exactly that. Hip hop beats or whatnot. That's, you know.
So this AI thing ish, it's tough. Eh?
It's tricky.
So how would you feel if one of your songs were?
Ah, pelang ngabasele kabo. Ngabasele, because manje you're not taking, but like AI ako leyo ibele ahlanganisa izinto yabo. I wouldn't be okay with that. It's valid if people are crashing out because of that. Yabo. So now emotions a lot to Zamanaus, okay.
Yeah.
So I have a few comments from a few of, I'd like to call them friends of MET Radio, because some of them have been here, some of them always help us out. We're going to start off with a comment guy, Black Seed. He is a vocalist who is very versatile. We noticed him a lot, actually. His biggest hit, I think, Ungenzani, was released late last year. He has another one, Abanta Badala, I think.
Yeah, with Skills.
One. Sorry?
Learn Skills. Abanta Badala.
Yes, yes.
I like that song, yo.
Yeah. So he has a comment that I'd like for us to listen to, and then we talk about it.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so me among well into lay AI veto. And judging by ingoma le engiyaziyo mina abayenzile ngaleyona lento le AI mabuya le ngoma mfethu inhlwempu and akho umuntu ongayithandi bancane mhlawumbe abangathi abayithandi and ama numbers wayo leke yo so kahlahle ngingakusho ukuthi thina as ama vocalist vele izosikhawatha le yashonis because ama producers amaningi ife ngayithola le yantu le angikaze sibone isidingo sokuthi abize thina ama-vocalist ukuthi sizongena e-studio senze in. Because bayazi ukuthi ngakwazi ukuthi umuntu acele u-AI ukuthi ngifuna i-voice bekanje, ngifuna ikhulume ngokuthi nokuthi. Uzokhipha something ezoba nsuyempu ukudlula le nto mina bengizoyisho, noma mhlampe ecishe ifane nale bengizoyisho. But indaba ifika mase kufika kuma-performances ke. Ekugcineni ngeke abantu bafuna ukudlalelwa ngo-DJ kuphela. Bayadinga ama-artist afana nathi ama-vocalist azofika perform like ama-live. Ama live shows kanje where kuzodlala iband kudlale in kube sekucula abani ke bona la yabo so yeah ngingasho ukuthi i future mina ngiyayibona because ekugcineni lento leya ayafana nokuthi ufika as an artist ukhula khona amanye ama vocalist vele in the industry so nayo lento ayifana nenye i vocalist ku industry uyakwazi ukuphumelela still bebe bekhona abanye nayo kusokwazi ukuthi siphumelele thina ngabanye ikhona ngoni AI so yeah
AI fethu manje izoyisa ngathi kade abantu baqhaya ukucula sekuzoqhamuka izobhora phela abantu bazokhathala nabo abanye babo ukuthi bayokhuma ukuthi azi ngeke ngilalele umusic wangempela you know yeah
so yeah now he's actually foreseeing the future and we has born and I pass kwai
yeah
yathi abantu bazobhoreka na
no abantu futhi ngempela odene khona imomento abazofuna ukuyibona live ingoma obefuna ukuthi nesizwe wawgo through akwini isikhathi wonuyenza le ngoma yabona so uzothini ngahamba ngawobhala ku keyboard
that's crazy
so we have another one by U Swiss DJ right he's a music producer
who
was basically ugqom and he is our resident DJ as well and now he had a say on this assessimuzo utsini
my take on the AI thing for music production side angifavi yabo but I'm 50-50 to this but angifavi but umeli accept change that ngihlale kunje vele ngihlale siphela nje so technology me developer nathi mina adapt development but on the other side taking a look kuma digital platforms streaming platforms like Spotify they must do like verifications if you are the artist like for example ungenza artist yakho nge AI like an AI model and then you fake ngoma make some money generate money from streams yeah, well, which is unfair because you just did a song with the click of a button and it's now grind like the whole night. Yeah, well, so as a technology developer, and a security mail developer now, yeah, well, so yeah, I'm in favor, I call, but on the other side, I'm in favor for more to be something on the look pad. Yeah, well, on the other side, I'm in favor. Because izophela ngathi umsebenzi wethu yebo everyone is gonna be music producer everyone is gonna be beat angazi ukuthi ngisebenzele kanjani, because this AI thing is using is sampling from other songs, yabo, sampling from producers who grind all night. So yeah, otherwise we have to adapt to the change.
Kumele kube khona indlela yokuthi uma uthi uya upload Spotify, Apple Music or whatnot, kubhale ukuthi ne AI.
Yeah, well, that's actually a good idea.
Because we don't have a problem, but like if you,
I should know.
Must find out. Yabo nje lengoma isuka. Sonke, I'm sure sonke siyibone si 8 million ba streams on Spotify and stuff like that. Asiyibona ngayekho ngathi ni hawo lengoma ngayo mina sana kuphumba mbhalo yabo. So ubene yayikhona le yampahla leya naye ke, then khona uzoba umuntu ayiyela khona asho hayi mina vele ngifungile AI. Yabo. Yeah. It could be better like that. Maybe because Instagram na Facebook work by loads and if it my AI I wanna none. So now I'm gonna be able and zam adapt. And let those go my bands and better button. Gabang bands upsuk bonk and dark. It's yeah, it's crazy. Gota, it's also into your adapt because khona ababeli makanjena nan kube khona kanakana uzothini bathini bathi yawo
bese kumele ngifunde ukudrive
anginayo imali yokanakana
yawo
yeah, so it's just do it.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
we have another one by Osisu Nomfundo Mo, who is an Afropop artist often incorporating elements of soul, contemporary R&B, and she recently embarked in elements of amapiano. She's known for her songs Soft Life, O Lilizela. She started her journey 2021, I think, and still currently doing the things.
Yeah.
And she had a say on this issue, and let's hear out.
Greetings and bonani. This is Nomfundo Mo. When it comes to discussions regarding AI versus reality, it's a bit tricky because AI seem to dominate ezindaweni eziningi, including social media platforms like TikTok. You see ama-sounds amaningi ka AI trending. Those songs are making millions in terms of ama-streams, even on ama-DSPs. However, I still stand by the fact that there's still space for ama artist or ama vocalist. There's still space for ama producers. There's still space for real creatives to go to studio and do music the traditional way, which we've been doing all along before AI came in the picture. Because one thing about AI, it is too perfect. It is too good to be true. Like, maybe it's because I have a musical ear, but I can tell immediately if ngizwa ingoma that is done by AI, because the vocals are just too perfect. The song is just too perfect. We do need real creatives to get into studio. We do need those imperfection in songs, because those little moments you wanna esquaz utisi hold it on to and relate to with ama artist it. For example, if you're doing a set song, tholukuthi umoya wakho uzoba phansi and lokho uzokwenza ukuthi kuzwakale on a song. We do need that sometimes. We do need to hear ukuthi okay, izwi lana umfundo liyagadlazela la, because this is a personal song. It's more of me giving you an experience I'd give you if you were to watch me perform live. So that is the beauty of creating music in real time. So AI is good, but then people are better.
Awuqinisile mfethu. Awuqinisile, and ama artists azohlezi around mfethu. Njoba nami ngivumelana naye. Njoba dingisho uqaleni uthene, people are gonna want to listen to music again, real music, you see. So if abantu besa worried ngokuthi ne AI is gonna take over, Nah, it's not. Even like my video with internet. Now I'm going to go my video to ah, this video is too clean. Mm-hmm. And this is how I understand it. Hey. No matter what panel you go back and smash your eyebrow. It's not a pen. So with the music as well, it's kind of like that. It's never gonna replace the people, bro. That's the beauty of being a real artist compared to the AI Shandis. Yeah.
We're taking a second last one by Mr. Mtutu Ndebele. He's an African folklore, traditional, and spiritual musician. He often works on African heritage, culture, tradition. His recent album was released in January 2025. It's called Indumiso Yebengun.
Hi, Sanbonani Ikamalam Ngumtutu. I'm an African folklore musician. My take on the influence and impact of AI music is quite broad. I mean, you can look at it from a perspective of production, marketing, distribution, and publishing. I've listened to a couple of albums that are entirely 360 made out of AI. And there was even a comment by one of the music gurus saying, it seems like AI is starting to create music that is far better than the music that is created by humankind. Could be in terms of creativity, could be in terms of quality. So it then lies with an individual to say, where does he draw the line in terms of collaborating with modern technologies? I mean, you can never take away the human touch in music. Music is about soul, it's about lived experiences, it's about you being authentic to what you create. And I doubt that AI has that ability to be that authentic in terms of lived human experiences. So it might be a case of we as musicians adopting the modern ways of doing things and saying probably maybe 80% I'll create, and then the 20% I'll leave it to modern technologies to enhance what I've already created. It's very nice to be authentic, but we cannot also take away of how modern technologies are making things easier for artists. Could be production, marketing, distribution, and publishing. So it's a case of really introspecting and knowing your capabilities as a musician. If maybe you are not so good in terms of writing, then you can enhance that with AI. If you are not good in terms of any other ways of production, then you can enhance that with AI. So I think we can work hand in hand with modern technologies without losing the authenticity of human touch. Yeah, so that is my take. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I feel like that's also an idea. You could say, okay, if you're already doing music vele, and you funa u enhance the singing and mixing the mastering, because there's also this option about when you upload music, kind of the option is, do you want to enhance the mastering or the vocals, and you just pay a couple of extra fees for layer option ingom sends it or rate, but you wanna just polish. So it's also an option also in the sense that okay, mina I used AI and I could not afford the guy with saxophone, so I just did the AI thing. Yeah, or most I afford the trumpets for some jazz shandies. It's also a good idea. And then on the lyrics, hey, I don't know, but you can, not entirely. It's dope. Who's mina personally, I don't think it's, I feel like it would be cringe or weird. It's in come on, yeah. So how that song came about, the hook was AI, but this the all of the other stuff, it's me. It's like, I don't know, but with the mastering, that's a good idea. Yeah, well, with the, if you want a choir, because you can't a choir, you should not be quiet. Yeah, well, so it could be a dope idea ngalokho ke ke kuthi yena khona futhi ke amanye abalandeli bakho bayithatha kanjani lo nto yabo uma usibona bangalabo abantu abangafuni ukuthi kulale AI.
The last one is by the ever so beautiful Miss Siki Joanne, who is internationally acclaimed. She's a singer, an actress, an educator, and she began her journey, I think, performing when she entered The Voice South Africa in 2019. Let's listen to what she has to say.
I think AI is a great tool for musicians. It has both good and negative impacts in the music industry. For example, you can compose a song, write it, copy and paste it on AI, and then AI will be able to correct your mistakes, such as grammatic errors. And sometimes AI is able to restructure your song to the best standard that is out there. However, what I don't like about AI is that it's going to make musicians very lazy, and it's going to take away authenticity. Because if we all produce music through AI, we are not going to be so different from one another, but there will be a lot of similarities. So AI is good and bad, I think. It depends on how you utilize it.
The English yako, isusako, grammar yako. Or you're trying to find the right way to structure a song. That's also a good idea. Because I'm not going to lie, I do use ChatGPT. ChatGPT.
Yeah,
it's B or P.
It's P. I do it too.
Yeah, well, track list. Then I would just ask, how do you feel about this checklist? And I depend on the title of the song is just too long. Yeah, well, most people are not going to
catch on it.
Yeah, well, nan. Or if you're trying to English, I have prepare something like a paragraph and so just to check how many AI. It stopped like that because
But don't you think, Uguti, when you remove those little things, the authenticity of the song changes as
Yeah. Because you're adding something that's not real, and it's already on a list, but we only just so resonate. So if you're using AI for that specific reason, so we cheat code, man, you're trying to piece them to it's tricky, and music wins our band. And if you take a good listen to Lama voice notes on Bonge into in common, maybe she's in it's the realness. So, ngege AI replace Amanda Abanto Abana. If voice is Wagadu to when ngege AI was replaced, Naz name Monto, oh, he Monto Zawa was to replace Marsh. But AI, I don't think it can, but it can enhance. Isn't okay. It is a bit lula, and it's gonna make us lazy for real. If so, depending like you and I, isn't ending. Yeah, well, I'm just not. I'm happy if you're using it. A solution. I want to handle it. You from a piece. Sebens. Most man, you can't find. Or you the function music with or. It's just a lot.
So what's the conclusion on the whole AI thing? What are we saying, basically?
In our benefits, and if you want to improve or enhance, but more ukuthi ufuna ukuthi wenze izinto zakho zibe lula, awukwazi ukucula, or you want a certain feature, so you just use AI, then it's not authentic, it's not going to land. But if you're using it for it, grammar or if you're a person who doesn't know Zulu like that, and you want to do something related to Zulu, you can. If you clap towards me and say ingoma and from fine gold, clap Zulu, and I'm not good in a poetry, clap is over as a poem as a very corner, no man, it's a poem, Then ngiyayicula yabo ngiyayisho enjobe injalo yabona nani. Yeah. But uma uthi into vele noba usukwazi ukuyenza ubukapable of ukuyenza shuphele wena nahlahle wena uyanqena ngisho nokwenza le nto obusuvala ukwazi ukuyenza yabo sho so awufuni awuthandi ukuyenza. Yeah.
I get you. Mqondo?
Yizwe nje.
What's your conclusion, my brother?
I mean, it's simple, if it's so. AI is a tool, yabo. And I think it helps ukuthi ubone ukuthi okay, who really cares about the art and who doesn't. Because if you're using AI ngendlela ukuthi sloppy, it's writing you lyrics udonsa lapha nalapha, and that means you didn't care about the music. Yabo.
You're just so trying
it's exposing
to like,
who's who.
Yeah.
Simply, when it comes to the artistry side. But anywhere else, I feel like if you want to use it for writing whatever that you want to write outside of music, because music is about expression.
Yeah.
If you expressing yourself through a machine, that's shy for me.
That's shy, dog. You are not in it for...
You don't care about it.
Yeah, for being relatable.
Exactly.
You just wanted the money or the 8 million streams. Yeah. Number.
Yeah, man. This has been nice. It has been very insightful.
Yeah.
I wish we could have you again and again and again. We hope this doesn't end here. You become a friend of Immunity Radio.
Yeah.
You know? And I literally love the work that you're doing out there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work. Continue inspiring. You know, I'm fanboying you. I'm just playing. But yeah.
Yeah.
This has been very, very good. I really appreciate it. And yeah, man, where can you get you on the socials? How do we book you?
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Bafetu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy to be here. It has been very insightful. Now, I mean, my voice knows like I'm idea with the AI. And yeah, on the social media, you can get me on Instagram and Facebook. It's Duse Wavy, DUSSE_Wavy. If you're trying to work or you're trying to book me, stuff like that, there's an email in my bio, nikilita@compton.com. nikilita@compton.com. It's NIKILITHA. At Compton, which is KOP, not Compton. It's Compton, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
KOPTON.com.
Beautiful.
That way.
There you have it, beautiful family. I've been Maleshwane Grace Ramkayalo. I wasn't so local.
Can I sneak in a question?
Okay.
Like,
oh my God. No problem. Feel free, my brother.
Now, I would say you actually spoke about an album.
Yeah,
it's gonna follow up that 7-0.
Yeah,
right. So, what's the plan there? Is it something that's gonna come this year, or is it like in a future plans?
This year, dog. This year. Now that you're asking if it's coming, now it makes me rethink what's enabled. Am I dropping it too soon? What's going on? But the plan is for it to come this year. The plan was for me to make an album value when I made to 7-0. But then I just felt like, let me just give out these songs that people already love, yabo.
Yeah.
While I just work on this and just make it bigger, yabo. And improve and see who's in, okay, people are liking this and that. And let me just, But the album is definitely coming. It's like 45% done, yabo. But... yeah, just the plan is already there. It's already set in stone. Is a poem.
Please don't do this thing where you'll give us snippets and then we beg for the song.
Nah,
2 years down the line, the song comes out.
Nah, when the music comes out, that's why even I started before I did the actual research about how the music works.
Yeah,
I posted up on a Yenzum scene 5 days later. I keep. Because it's for the people.
Nice.
So suisha, nah, that's fine, bro. So when I must feel up, so I will definitely drop the music. It's it's a super exciting project. It's diverse, and the people that I'll be working with, it's people that I've been wanting to work with. Having also my favorite people in Vele Gangbazing, but I just like to work with them on the production and stuff.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the one. Trust me.
We sing live studio, we rap, so don't forget about us.
We sing.
Oh, she sings.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah,
we have to do one. We have to do one for the project.
Just playing. Any more questions before I close you up?
Who do we have there on the project?
Doug, you want me to give out names? I do wanna give a shout out to my other homie of mine. There's this artist that I've been listening to, from Estates, and he's called Usady Hendrix, and it's crazy how the world works. Angazomso manifest and something like that. And the brood sends a text, on some likes. Tosi amlalela vela, like DM, and we just worked on a song, and I'm having that song on the project. So it's like an international feature, and it's dope because it's a person that I've been wanting to work with, bro. And I didn't actually have to, like, it was meant to happen.
Yeah,
it's always nice into my there organically. Shusi beg meli nze because I've. Bro, I'm a fan of that. Bro, imagine if someone don't like Lime. My interest is very Lime Zanzin. Not many people know him, yabo.
Yeah.
It's like he was abangan bamba eating crazy with the music that I listen to. Quickly, 2 years later, Yeah. So it's that's the only featuring Zoyisha, and then Lawa Gay Abali, yabo. And I don't want to spoil the album. It's 45%, you know. So at least we were 80%.
Yeah.
Bengzo show is saying finalize young kid and not like say that's what we're doing. But just be on the lookout for a Bantu Vele who make music or cliche who make music on a message. don't do that.
Thank you once again.
Yeah.
Hi, Doug. Welcome.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, okay. That's it. It's been Deucey Wavy.
Yeah.
I've been Malishane Grace Ramkaelo.
Let the man do his bongos.
It's been Kawe Kwabe.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the podcast. This is the first episode. Please continue doing the numbers on social media. At MUT Radio across all social media platforms. My personal one is Grace Ramkaelo _ Mr. Mkonduzo Chopeka. I don't remember yours.
For me, I'm on X. It's Kawe _ Kwabe. And then on Instagram, the last time I was there, it was I think it's Mkonde, then it's _ Bomvu.
Yeah. On X, I'm also Deucey _ Wavy. Instagram and all other platforms.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. Until next week. Goodbye.
Yeah.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.